We're doing Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Shin Dalet, the fourth chapter of Shara Gava, ולענפים המסתעפים מהגאווה רבים ועצומים מאוד. When we spoke earlier about the roots of pride and arrogance, that was one angle. Now we're speaking about the branches, what comes out of arrogance, what arrogance produces, and those are many and plenty. And awesome, v'naskir k'tzatam, and we'll mention some of them. Echad, firstly, ma shekatva Torah k'dosha, the Torah actually addresses it directly and says, v'ram levavcha v'shachtet Hashem Elokecha. When one's heart is proud and arrogant, then one forgets Hashem is God. V'ilat zeh, and the reason behind this is, ki muda tzot li torei lehalev, because people of pure heart realize, asher reshit avdu tuach na'a, that the beginning of serving God is being subservient, recognizing that he's on top. As the early commentaries explain, that's how a servant recognizes that his master, we're talking about God over here, is great and awesome. When a servant thinks about the greatness of his master, how much awe, fear he should have of the master, tifalto tilato, how exalted and praiseworthy is the master, then he melts like wax before fire. And then a person contains himself, he has humility, modesty, he recognizes the par between him and his creator. A person can recognize in comparison how minuscule he is compared to the omnipotent. And this is a perspective that can be defeating if you take it too far, but it's an important perspective. As important as we are, we have to realize in relationship. You look out there, you look at the galaxy, think of how small we are, and there's a creator up there who listens to us. but pride makes us forget that distance between us and the creator, and that's the idea that when one is proud, he forgets his creator, meaning he forgets the distance between him and the creator. The first step to realizing there is a creator is realizing the par, realizing how far away from him we are, how minuscule we are compared to him. What pride does is that we forget, one removes from one's heart how much greater than he is the creator. When a person is proud, his thoughts are, there are none other than me. And a person allows himself to get angry. Is that really the way a person should behave when he has a creator? No, we realize that, but pride allows us to forget it. We put our creator behind their back, we think about ourselves, and that allows us to get away with many things. We allow ourselves to be upset, we allow ourselves to be angry, we allow ourselves to let it out against someone else, we allow ourselves to really forget our responsibilities in this world. And that's why he says, you want to know where pride brings us? So point number one is this, to forget the creator. Point number two, we'll see. Bezrat Hashem next time.